Amy, thank you so much. Thank you. Let me just get myself a bit organised. I've been thinking about travellers and for this Christmas, and here's a wonderful little picture of the shepherds who had to travel from the hillside, didn't they, down into Bethlehem. But of course, Mary and Joseph had to travel from Nazareth all the way to Bethlehem, didn't they? And I was going to be travelling as well. I was going to be travelling after this service. I was going to go down and see my mother-in-law. And I was thinking about all this sort of thing and thinking about how I prepare myself for all these things. So here's a few little Christmas cracker jokes for you to prepare. So you know the answer this lunchtime, all right? You can prove how good you are, all right? Here we go. Here's the first one. Why are Santa's reindeer allowed to travel on Christmas Eve? Because they've got herd immunity. Love it, don't you love it? I love it. It's good, isn't it? Why did Mary and Joseph go by donkey to Bethlehem? All Virgin flights were cancelled. Here we go. Why did Mary and Joseph travel to Bethlehem anyway? Because they couldn't book a home delivery. And here we are, last one, because you've had enough. Why couldn't Mary and Joseph join the video conference? No Zoom at the inn. Oh, that's good, isn't it? Good, I love it. Yeah. But I was going to travel to my mother-in-law. Those jokes about travelling. You know, they're all about travelling. And I was the sort of things I do when I go is think about what my mother-in-law would like and I would like to give to her while I'm with her. So here we go. One of the things I love to do is make sure I've got some posh clothing. So I've got a nice jacket here. Brought a nice jacket because I want to look my best. We know I've got to impress her as best as I can. It's a difficult job because not very impressive. But nevertheless, I have a go. I take some nice food. So here we are. This one, I went specially to go and buy luxury all-butter Waitrose mince pies because my mother-in-law's posh, and so I want to keep up with her as best I can. So I bought some nice Waitrose mince pies. And I also, when I get there, for me, I've had a really busy Christmas, and I'm quite tired, so I'm very take my slippers because I intend to rest and relax a bit while people walk around me, because that's the thing I like to do, just so you know that. And because I'm really lovely, I take some presents with me that I've wrapped up here. That just small is beautiful, isn't it? Yeah? So a couple of little cheap, nice presents for her to enjoy. So, now, the one thing I want to say about all that is that it's all very well, but, of course it's about Jesus today. And we've been prevented from travelling, so many of us. And Jesus was never prevented from what he was going to do. And he travelled all the way from heaven to earth. And he came for a number of reasons, but here are three things he came to do. One was that he was going to be light to overcome darkness. Secondly, he was going to be hope to those who are despairing. And thirdly, he was going to bring joy to those who are lonely. And I know there are people who feel that we're just in the darkness of this epidemic. I know people who are despairing because they're not seeing their families and friends. And I know people who are lonely this Christmas. And Jesus came to bring light and hope and joy. And when he came, unlike me, he came in a very different way, didn't he? He came actually quite humbly. Here's a little manger from our stable scene in the hub. He came right in just a feeding trough, nothing special, nothing amazing, no big palace, no luxury there. Just came in a feeding trough. He also came, and unlike me looking for good food, he came willing to put up with simple food. He was willing just to live with a nice bit of bread, and he probably had a bit of fish as well, that's all, yeah? But he was going to be simple in how he lived and how he gave out to those around him. And the other thing it is, he didn't bring his slippers, did he? He brought an apron. And I brought this one specially in today because that's my first chance this year to get it in. We're doomed. Dad's army. Here we go. Here's my apron that I'm cooking. We're doomed. But Jesus came to serve. And the apron tells me that it's actually that's how he came, not to sit back with his slippers on. And lastly, he came actually not with presents. He came with the gift of his life. And the amazing thing is the life he gives us comes through what is actually an instrument of death, the cross. and through his death we get life. Remind ourselves then, he came as light against the darkness, he came as hope against despair, he came as joy against loneliness. Let's hold these truths that he travelled, never impeded, to bring those to us, light, hope, and joy. Amen. John, thank you.
Thank you, Richard. And